It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. It's time for another edition of Wellness Wednesday on Q92, a program where we talk to various medical professionals all around the Q92 listening area on a variety of topics. Today we have Renee Durfee, who's a family nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson. And good morning, Renee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, not too bad. That's a good thing. You like to hear that in your line of work when somebody says, I'm good, right?
That means less work for you. I do like to hear that. Very much so, yes.
All right. Well, we're going to be talking today about annual wellness checks and your health in general, and how that all ties together. And what do you have to tell us about today?
Well, you know, basically, I know COVID has kind of thrown a wrench into things in terms of, for a while there, how we were doing some of our preventative health care, people just being somewhat concerned even maybe about coming into the clinic just for fear of, you know, contracting COVID. But I think, you know, as vaccinations are rolling out, institutions around the area have safety measures in place in terms of patients that we allow into our clinic, our wellness clinic, or respiratory clinic. It's important that we still look at doing preventative health care and having our yearly checkups, I think kind of regardless of what age we are, from young people up to our geriatric population.
Okay, when we talk about checkups now, we were chatting just a little bit before we went on the air here. Sometimes there's a little confusion these days, especially for those such as myself with Medicare, 65 and over, and people just coming in for a physical, that kind of thing. Tell us a little bit about the difference between a wellness check and a physical.
So they're a little, sometimes it can be interchangeable depending on, let's say, what age group. You know, when we have those, let's say, in the 30 to up to 64-year-old age group call in, you know, they'll schedule their preventative wellness exam, which is basically a yearly exam. You know, we go over an individual's kind of health care in terms of past medical history, family history, what medications, any concerns that they would have. We do age-appropriate lab work as well as screening tests that may be necessary, and then answer any questions they may have about their health. And sometimes we're able to pick some things up on that, and sometimes it's just, like I said, everything's good and a person goes on their way for another year. As you get to that Medicare age, things get trickier a little bit because the guidelines change. It depends if you have a supplement or who your insurance is through or where your Medicare plan is through. We do an annual Medicare wellness visit, I should say, where we have those 65 and older come in once a year, and it's really a way to look at all of their preventative health care. It's not usually a hands-on physical in terms of listening to the hearts and the lungs unless issues arise, but it's making sure that an individual has their colonoscopy done, their mammogram done, their shots are up to date, making sure lab work is current. Outside of that, for the Medicare population, some, if they have a supplement, can qualify to have that yearly hands-on physical. Others, what we do is we'll have them come back for their diabetic check. And as part of that diabetic check, then we may say, oh, by the way, you're due for a clinical breast exam today, or you're due for another part of your exam. And so we have to kind of look at the nuances in terms of insurance plans and making sure that we're doing it correctly also for the patients who are also a consumer of healthcare and have to pay for their healthcare.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the routine screening that people should be doing, such as colorectal screening, I know, is getting colonoscopies done. How often should something like that be done?
Typically, colonoscopies start at the age of 50. That does vary, though. If you have a strong family history of, in a first-degree relative, such as a parent, maybe even a sibling, that has colon cancer, your screening will start earlier, depending on the age of diagnosis and the family member. There's also talk in the works, and I have seen some literature, that they may start looking at initiating colonoscopies even maybe in the mid-40s because we are finding colon cancer at a younger age. If you do your colonoscopy and you have a clean bill of health and you have no family history or risk factors, you may not have to go back for another 10 years. If a polyp is identified and depending on the type of polyp that is found, you may have to come back within a year to 2, 3 to 5. It just depends. But typically it starts at the age of 50. But that is why I talk to patients about the importance of knowing your family history in case we have to start certain screening measures earlier than the standard of care.
Okay, you mentioned mammograms. How often should that be done?
I start mammograms at the age of 40 for my patients and recommend yearly. There has been talk about every 2 years by some organizations, but most people will do it every year. And we also recommend doing self-breast exams on a monthly basis at home for women to learn their body and so that they can identify any abnormals.
Okay, and another thing for the men, prostate cancer is something you hear about quite often. There's some checks and things that should be done there, and when should that start?
Correct. PSA is typically in a male, same thing. We usually start at age 50. However, in an African-American population, we do start a little bit earlier. There's a higher risk of prostate cancer. I do believe that that's about 45. I apologize, I don't see a large male population. And then typically it can be yearly. Now, that being said, we also start earlier if there's a family history, first-degree relative with prostate cancer. And then there's also talk about how often do you check the PSA. Typically, we do it every year as a male ages. It's a question of if you've been normal for periods of time, and if we don't think a man's life expectancy is greater than 10 years as they start to get older, do you need to do a PSA or do you not? Chances are that it will be another disease process that you will likely pass away from and not from a prostate cancer.
All right, let's touch a little bit on the subject of the COVID vaccine. I know Johnson Memorial has that available up there, and it's still for those 65 and older. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're still 65 and older. I think we are getting close to saturating that age group in our area, in our rural area around here, including Madison, Appleton, I think somewhat even into Montevideo. But I think up in the metro area, they're still trying to reach some of that 65 and above. Until they change or, I should say, expand the guidelines and go to the next phases, we can't technically start to vaccinate a lot less than that in terms of age groups. But we're hoping that that will start to change soon so that we can start reaching more of our population who are willing and wanting to get the vaccine.
And I know they've been encouraging people who are under 65 to call and get on. There's a waiting list, I guess, that you can get on, and then you'll get a call when it does become available?
Correct. We do. Yes, if you are interested and you're under the age of 65, or if you change your mind and you want to get on the list and you're older than 65, please call in and get on the list. Once we get more allotment, we will give you a call and get you scheduled.
All right. I thought it was encouraging. I saw a chart, I believe it was last week sometime, that showed that Lac Parle County had one of the highest rates of percentage of those 65 and over vaccinated in as any county in the state of Minnesota. So must be doing something right there and going in the right direction anyway.
I know. It's nice to see. I think vaccinations is one way, obviously out of the pandemic and what has been happening, and I highly encourage it. If people have questions and are concerned or not sure, we are gladly receptive to answering any questions they may have to help them make an informed decision.
All right. Well, if somebody does want more information on the vaccines, or if somebody wants to perhaps schedule a physical or wellness checkup that we were just talking about, what's the best thing for them to do? Do they have to go through their doctor?
They can. They can call up to the clinic, get one of the receptionists. They can ask for, if they have a provider up at the clinic that they typically see, they can ask for that provider's nurse. In that way, if patients are have access to the portal through JMHS, they can also send a message that way. Somehow, someone will get their message and someone will give them a call.
All right. Well, Renee, we appreciate you taking a little time out of your busy schedule to talk health with us today here on Wellness Wednesday. We hope we can get you back on the program here real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.